New members of Myanmar's legislature, many dressed in traditional clothing, took a joint oath of office Monday in the capital, Naypyidaw. The new legislature, or parliament, is being called the country's first democratically elected government in more than 50 years. European Union Ambassador Roland Kobia observed the ceremony. He said, "This is the first really concrete institutional transition of what the elections have produced, and the expression of the will of the people." The National League for Democracy won 80% of the available seats in both houses of the parliament. The NLD is the party of democracy activist and Nobel Peace Prize winner Aung San Suu Kyi. However, it remains unclear who will replace retired General Thein Sein as president. Aung San Suu Kyi is very popular, but she is barred by the Constitution from becoming president. Myanmar's military remains politically powerful. It automatically holds 1/4 of the seats in both houses of parliament. Observers say Aung San Suu Kyi is talking with the military to suspend the clause in the Constitution that prevents her from being president. NLD officials contacted by VOA have not confirmed that talks are underway with military leaders. The clause states that a presidential candidate must be a citizen, be born of parents who are both Myanmar citizens, and cannot have a foreign spouse or children. It effectively bars Aung San Suu Kyi, whose two sons are British citizens. The NLD leader has said she will be above the presidency, but she has not said whom she prefers to take the office. This month, the parliament will likely choose the president from three vice presidential nominees. They will be selected by the elected lower house of representatives, the elected upper house, and the appointed army representatives. No dates have been announced for the parliamentary procedures. President Thein Sein and the military have promised a smooth transition of power. The country's military has governed directly or indirectly since 1962, when it seized power after years of instability under civilian rule. The NLD won a major victory last November 8th. It was 25 years after the party won a national election, only to see the results canceled by the military. The military supported Union Solidarity and Development Party won an election in 2010. However, the NLD boycotted that election. I'm Mario Ritter.